my wife and I ran a retail agency for over a decade. We specialized in contractors. So, you know, okay. Loss runs were never a thing, right?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, so we actually revitalized our sales process and our targeting process on our advertising to not have people that needed loss runs. And so when these businesses come through that do require loss runs, it was basically like almost like a hands-off process where it was like you flip a coin and if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
And whatever, right?
So the nice thing is on all of ours, we have analytics on when, and you get a dashboard as an agency. So you can log in, you send it for e-signature, you see exactly when you send it to your insured for e-signature. You're using a letter that's compliant in all 50 DOI states so that they have to release them, and it's coming from the insured. So instead of you doing it and being like, here's this, and they're like, sorry, dude, you're not the agent of record. I'm not talking to you. This request actually came from the end user and the client, and they legally need to release these loss runs. Right. So we've taken out a lot of these issues of how they do play the games. But I would take it one step further in the rare situations where, hey, you haven't gotten them. At 10 days, you can actually escalate it with our team and we'll actually step in. We'll be like, hey guys, this got sent to you. Here's the delivery notice. Here's the read receipt. You have 24 hours before we escalate this to DOI because you legally need to release these to your insurance. You can't play the game with them.
Awesome. Point of the series, obviously, is where an agent can get in and go, I'll listen to this. And maybe that doesn't apply to me. I'll listen to this. And this one might apply to me a little more. Or maybe it's down to these two companies. But really, you're the lone ranger out on the prairie of the loss runs. And every single agent in the country that writes commercial insurance needs to do this. Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. And we are gearing up to go to the Agency Collective Conference in Orlando, Florida this week. We'll be live broadcasting, bringing you all of the greatest vendors, greatest booths, maybe some advice from some insurance agents if we luck out, tell you how they're doing their thing to be successful. The Agency Collective is a group of agents, most of which are established agencies. They engage in profit sharing with each other. But like a mastermind collaboration is started by a group of nationwide agents as they went independent, helped them get additional carriers. Just a great, great resource for agents out there that are looking for more of a rock solid group to enhance your profitability. Maybe engage in some profit sharing on some bonuses that, you know, maybe your agency otherwise wouldn't have qualified for due to loss ratio or premium size or whatever. It's a great group. Love the people over there at the AC. We are launching in to our agency software series. We're going to be going down the road of all things agency software to be able to help you see the lay of the land on what kind of software would benefit your agency, what kind of software would help you grow, make things more efficient, streamline, whether you want to scale up, save some money, or you know, whether you want to automate some processes and spend more time at the beach or spend more time in the sunshine, whatever it is you're trying to do with your agency. We live in the golden era of InsurTech, and the possibilities of the software that are out there are just insane. I wish half of this stuff would have been around when we started our agency. One of the things I definitely wish would have been around is the loss run pros. These folks automate the loss run process, which, as you'll hear in the interview with their founder, Reagan, was one of the biggest pain points that we had in our agency. We worked with contractors, and we go into it on the interview, but you know, it was such a pain and didn't feel like a profitable venture for us. So we ended up trying to stay away from that, you know, like the plague. But the way that the Loss Run Pros have really automated this whole process just makes life easy. I think this will probably be some of the least expensive technology, if not the least expensive technology in the whole series. So I encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, whatever it is that you want to sit back and listen with. If you write commercial insurance, it's a no-brainer for you. You got to go over and check these guys out. We'll jump into our interview with Reagan, the founder, right after this.
Are you an insurance agent needing access to more carriers? Insurance Professionals offers agents instant access to top national home, auto, commercial, and life carriers. Our free multi-rater allows you to quote all lines of insurance with one data entry process, and quotes are available instantly. Our program provides direct carrier access to agents, so there is no middleman underwriters to wait on. Simply quote your insureds with our free multi-rater, pick the quote you want, and log into the carrier to bind directly on their website. We charge no upfront or monthly access fees. Get started today at becomeaninsurancepro.com. That's becomeaninsurancepro.com.
All right. I am here with Reagan Brandt. She is the founder of Loss Run Pro. And I am so excited to hear about this because, you know, as we were talking about a little bit before the call, my wife and I ran a retail agency for over a decade. We specialized in contractors. So, you know, okay. Loss runs were never a thing, right? So we actually revitalized our sales process and our targeting process on our advertising to not have people that needed loss runs for real. And yeah. We did well and everything, and it was a good agency and it was good to us. But I wonder how much money we lost.
Totally.
But the loss run process was such a pain in the butt. And we were kind of talking about this too. Like, how many hours do you spend collecting loss runs, right? I know for us, that was the reason that we stopped doing it. Cause it's like, okay, there's all this business over here that doesn't require loss runs. And so when these businesses come through that do require loss runs, it was basically like almost like a hands-off process where it was like you flip a coin and if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
And whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So I am really excited. I purposefully did not read anything about this because I really want to come at this from a ground zero situation. You're the first person on our agency software series.
Okay. So, okay.
So we're really excited to showcase these different softwares that can, you know, make your agency more efficient and get you ready for some explosive growth. So tell me, how did this come to be? How did Loss Run Pro, where did this idea
where's the from? Brainchild? No, I'll give you kind of the quick and dirty. So in 2008, I founded an insurance premium finance company. I was lucky enough, it has been really successful. I actually still run that and we work with over 10,000 insurance agents nationwide.
Awesome.
And, you know, fast forward to 2018, 2019, there was a lot of surplus lines, you know, growth. Well, a bunch of my quotes were getting bound. This is contingent on loss runs in 30 days. You know, this is contingent on this. Oh, I won't release you a quote, but I'll give you an indication of a ballpark. So I started talking to my agents. I'm like, how in the world is this still a problem? Like, it's right. 2019. Like, what are these reports? Why can't you get these reports? Like, what's your process?
And haven't they been automated like the personal line side, right?
Like the world,
right?
The whole world. Like, what? Like, I'm like, so what? And I'm like, what do you do? They're like, literally, Regan, we go to our insured and we're like, that we're prospecting and we're like, can you go get these from me? Is one way. The other way, we create these templates. We Google where to send them. We do all this. And I'm like, you know, hold the phone. Then you fax it to this magical department and hope it works out. You know, like this isn't going to happen.
The magical department that didn't receive your fax four times in a row.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, or like go to your broker. Well, how awkward is that? It's like, hey, I do like you, but this other guy might be cuter and treat me better. So I'm just seeing, I'm not totally cheating on you, but I might cheat on you.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, what's the success on this? And they're like, not much, you know? And I'm like, and they're like, and now it's becoming a barrier to even get these quotes released,
right.
You know? And so I was like, all right, guys, I think I can solve this problem. And it was really serendipitous. I'm in Missoula, Montana, which I'm now calling the InsurTech hub of, you know, the Pacific Northwest. But I saw on LinkedIn, this group was forming called Broker Tech Ventures. And it was at the time, 12 of the top 100 agencies were forming a VC group to basically, you know, accelerate broker technology. And so it was the Holmes Murphy, ABD, Payne West, you know, IMA, a lot of these big hitters. And I was like, I got to get in front of these guys. I got to see what they think about this loss run problem. So I flew out. It was kind of like a, you know, a mini Shark Tank. I laughed and I'm sitting there talking to all these really smart people that had really cool technologies that were going to revolutionize the industry. And then they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I send a PDF letter signed to the carrier to get loss runs. They're like, okay. And then I'm like, but I'm telling you, this is a pain point.
Yeah.
And, you know, fast forward, we got selected into the BTV cohort because this is a pain point for the large agencies all the way down to the mom and pop small guys. Everybody. And so it was really cool. In 2020, they actually mentored us, gave us a little bit of seed money, which really the mentorship is what set it apart because we had these guys utilizing the product, telling us what to do. And then in 2021, we brought it out to the masses and, you know, now we're 600 agencies are using us and we're hoping to scale to 3,000 by the end of the year and then hopefully 5,000 next year. So we're off to the races.
Well, and I mean, you know, this is something that probably, you know, 20,000 agencies need, right? Because it's not just the independent agents It's the captive agents. It's everybody that has
everybody.
Huge problem. So you go in to solve this problem, and what, without giving away, of course, your whole trade secret, right?
Yeah.
what is the way that you go about doing it? My thought process would dictate, like, I mean, there's already a process involved, so you're just removing that process. Obviously, you're making it more efficient so you can scale it. But how does the process work through Loss Run Pro?
Yeah. So we have twofold. So we have actually a component for when it's new business, you're not the agent of record. And then we also have rolled out a component where we are helping on the agent of record side. And so if it's a new piece of business, you obviously need the insured's authorization to do that. And so we've streamlined that process. You'll come in, you type in the insured's name, you pick from a dropdown. We have over 3,500 carriers, loss run departments in our, you know, system. And we have TPAs, we have wholesalers. You can actually import your own carriers to utilize and still use our platform. And so, you know, if I'm working on one of those contractors that you pointed out and they were with BTIS and they were with Markel and they were with Cincinnati, I just pick from the dropdown and say, these are the loss runs I want. I hit create letter and it generates on the insured's letterhead all these authorizations that are going to go to the different carriers' departments. Obviously old school, they can wet sign it still. If they're sitting there face to face, you could print them out. And now at the top, it shows where to email it to, where to send the notice to. But we have a built-in e-signature component. So it goes out to the insured. Insured can e-sign it from their phone, their tablet, their computer. As soon as they sign it, it sends from the insured to all the different departments to get the loss run. So it takes all of that pain point out of having to go back to your current broker, number one, or having to figure out, like, how do I send 8 different letters? You know I'm guilty of this. Like, how do I scan in a signed letter anymore? You know, how do I send these here? The system does all of that for you on the new business. And then for the renewal section, you know, I would say this is more of a middle market play, middle market or higher, but a lot of these people are actively, you know, looking at loss runs before the renewal, making sure it's the right market. You can actually proactively schedule to request the loss runs at 100 days, 120 days, semi-annually, quarterly. So instead of having, you know, Sally or Tommy in your office working off an Excel sheet of here's all our January renewals, it's imported in our system. It's sending all of those requests out ahead of time and on the right dates so that you're not missing any of these risks when you're out there, you know, looking where you're going to renew the business.
Sure. So now what about when, because I know this was one of the huge things, right, is every company out there has 15,000 sub companies that they write through. So, you know, if you have an insured that's with Allstate, you know, maybe it's with one of their 20 companies that they own. And we all the time would fax the loss run request to this department. And then you pinned, obviously, you suspend out if you're a Hawksoft user, suspending out to, you know, a week to check in on it or 10 days or whatever. And then we get to that week or 10 day mark. And we would, reach out and say, hey, you know, did you get this request? Oh, yeah, we got this request, but it's the wrong department. We don't handle that. Okay, well, where do I send it? Well, we're not really sure. Like, well, gee, you're helpful. Thanks.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, like, we can, you know, just get a copy of the deck page, fill out the law. Well, you sounds
the
like
system does it. It.
The system fills it out.
Yep.
And then your system knows the accurate for real fax number.
Or email. Some have an email address too. So either way, we're getting it.
Into the 90s. I love it.
Yeah. I was 1989 called. We can email. So
yeah, right. So that part's done. That part's automated. What about the follow-up on it?
Totally. So the nice thing is on all of ours, we have analytics on when, and you get a dashboard as an agency. So you can log in, you send it for e-signature, you see exactly when you send it to your insured for e-signature. You can set reminders if they haven't signed it, but honestly, those are pointless because most of ours are signing within the first 8 hours. Right. You know, we make it so easy. They're getting it. It's like click a button, e-sign it. So you can set it to remind them to, you know, sign it, but they are signing it. And then as soon as they sign it, it also date stamps when it was delivered to the carrier. So you see right away on your dashboard when they got it. Most of ours are getting returned back within 48 or 72 hours. And part of that special sauce is because one, it's going to the right department. Two, you're using a letter that's compliant in all 50 DOI states so that they have to release them. And three, it's coming from the insured. So instead of you doing it and being like, here's this, and they're like, sorry, dude, you're not the agent of record. I'm not talking to you. This request actually came from the end user and the client, and they legally need to release these loss runs. Right. So we've taken out a lot of these issues of how they do play the games.
Right.
But I would take it one step further in the rare situations where, hey, you haven't gotten them. At 10 days, you can actually escalate it with our team, and we'll actually step in. We'll be like, hey guys, this got sent to you. Here's the delivery notice. Here's the read receipt. You have 24 hours before we escalate this to DOI because you legally need to release these to your insureds. You can't play
that's
the games
so
with them.
Awesome.
So we'll do it for you.
Okay. Well, that's soaked. I can't believe. We'll get to your guys' pricing. Yeah. I can't believe. Okay. So you do that. And then how do the loss runs, they get delivered to my dashboard, to my email, all the above?
So normally I will say there's 50% of the carriers out there that you're insured on the letter. We ask them to send a copy to you guys too. And the insured signing that, but there are a lot of carriers out there that say you could sign in blood. You could give me your first child. I don't care. I'm only going to send them to the insured. So most of the time they'll send them to your insured via, you know, email is the most common way. We do have a few carriers that still say for security, I'm going to mail them to your insured, but then they're letting us know, you know, when that happens. So we're kind of letting, you know, hey, they're in the mail, or they let us know, hey, you're not the agent of record. We didn't email them to your insured. Please get them from the insured. So they get those. Hopefully they're forwarding them to you. About 50% of the time they will get emailed back to the agency too, because most carriers, you're like, this is on here. You sign the request, they want them. But then you'll update on the dashboard, or your CSR would say, yep, we received them, and click them off the list. So we have a kind of a column where you can go in there so you can make sure you're tracking all of those efficiently and that you're getting them taken care of.
That is so cool. So genius. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't believe, I mean, you know, we talked about this a little bit before too. I didn't know all this stuff was included, but for $29 a month, I mean, that's a crazy, crazy, crazy value because,
yeah,
I mean, you can't pay when you factor in benefits and taxes and workers' compensation and whatever, you can't pay one person $29.
No.
For most staff, it's like, that's not even an hour, or it's right at an hour, maybe less. Yeah. Certainly somebody that's got enough experience to jump through all these hoops in the industry, that's less than an hour per month.
Yeah.
And you know, backing up to our agency, I remember we didn't have an agency management system. When we first started, we didn't have any money for it.
Yeah.
And you know, we were running on like Google calendars and like
pop-up reminders. Yeah.
Right. Like, oh crap, we got to go to this appointment, you know? And it, you know, when we invested, and I think that was like $340 a month or something like that, I think is what we very first started paying. When we invested in that, we grew. And then we had this copy machine scanner thing where, you know, clients would come on. We were mostly online. We used DocuSign from really, really early on.
Yeah.
But you know, clients would come in and we'd have them fill out applications or print them and, you know, printing like 8 pages a minute or whatever. So you're sitting there, you know, talking to the customer for 5 minutes while they're asking. Right. And then you scan it back in and it takes forever to scan back in. So, I mean, you're spending 20 minutes just doing that. And then it was like, we invested $100 or $115 a month or something like that in one of those big commercial copy machines that does it in like 5 seconds. And then we grew, and you know, all these things, right? Like you invest in something and you grow, and you invest in something and you grow. And this is for $29 a month. I mean, it's like really any agency can justify, no matter how small you are.
For the big one, it's
a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Please tell me you're charging the huge.
So it's per user. It's per user. So I will let you know that. So, you know, some of these larger agencies have a couple hundred seats. Now they're, you know, they manage their own books of business. They have multiple producers. So it is per seat. But I will say, when I created this, part of my goal was, and I laugh because you bring up DocuSign.
Yeah.
People call e-signature DocuSign, and it drives me absolutely crazy.
We actually use DocuSign.
Well, no, I know. And I knew you, when you said you were early, but they're like, will you DocuSign that? And they send in a different thing. And I'm like, that's e-signature, right? You know, LRP kind of wants to be like, we will become the DocuSign of how you request and get loss runs. And so I really did want to build this platform with the mindset that if I'm a small farmer's agent, I'm a small Allstate agent, I can still utilize this service and it makes sense. Sure. Or if I'm USI, Hub, you know, ABD, it makes sense for them too, because everyone can use this tool and then it becomes efficient, you know, on our roadmap. And we're not there yet. And I always say, you know, you never want to promise things, but our roadmap is also starting to work with the carriers. this is a pain point for them. They're getting all these emailed requests, all these faxed requests. They got to validate. So we're talking to them saying, hey, what if you do an API? We don't want to hold your data. We don't want to take care of it. But when we send the request to you, you can almost real time fulfill it to whoever you have in your system for the insured's email address. Or if it is a current agent of record one, you can fulfill it to them. Well, this solves some of their pain point too, as well as just streamlining the whole process. So, you know, but for us really to get there with carriers, we need users. Because if I go to Travelers and say, hey, Travelers, I got one person sending you a request each month, they're going to go pound salt, Regan, right? Well, if all of a sudden I go, I have 10,000 agents and we're sending you 200,000 requests a month, you want to play ball? They're going to want to play ball, you know? And so we're definitely trying to grow this, the agency pain point, so that we can then add more value to the agencies down the road and get more carrier buy-in.
Yeah. And I think that's super, super smart. I mean, what you've got right now is just, it's a no-brainer. I mean, yeah. If you're an agent, you're listening to this podcast, if you're your agency owner, go to lossrunpro.com and please hit the sign up button, because this will save you a ton of time. If you're an agent and you're listening to this, go to lossrunpro.com and request a demo or something for your agency owner, because we're having listened to this podcast, because I mean, I promise you that, you know, you've got more than a $29 problem on your hands.
100%.
Either you're like me, right? And you're just like, you know what? Oh, Lost Runs. Sure. Sign this and we'll see what happens. Have a good day.
Totally.
Cause I mean, you know, like I said, I'm going to spend my time where the money's at, and I just didn't feel like playing those games. So, you know, or you're spending time doing Lost Runs and you shouldn't be, or, you know, you have.
Well, and I'll even throw this out there too. You know, I laugh for the 29 bucks. So some guys go, well, I don't need this, or I just make my insureds do it. And I say, that's fine. But here's there's two things. One, you're going to look a lot better to your insured, right? All of a sudden they go, wow, this is slick. I click this. It makes you seem like a higher caliber agency. Correct. You're making the pain points easy on them. So even if you still could get them, you're making your insured's life easier. Is that worth 29 bucks? Mm-hmm. And then the other side of it is, how many times do you get led on by insureds who are really not going to switch, but they're like, maybe I like you. God, I go to church with you, or you're on my son's baseball team. So I keep dragging you along, but it's just so hard for me to get these. And there's always an excuse. If they literally have one button they have to click and they won't do it, move on. Right. They're not letting you quote it. So I'm like, is $29 a month worth it for you to know who's actually going to let you quote this piece of business? I'm not saying you're going to win it. Right. But they're at least serious about you spending time on quoting that piece of business. And for so sure. Those are the mindsets that I look at when I'm doing sales and, you know, trying to scale a business.
Yeah. Well, and when you look at your, print out your P&L and look at all the stuff you hit, you know, 29 bucks a month on. And I mean, this one is a no brainer.
Yeah.
Real quick, tell us about your finance company.
Ooh, I get a shameless plug in my other one. I like it. Yeah. So, you know, I run Columbia Pacific Finance. It is an awesome team. I laugh. We're kind of like the credit union versus the, you know, big boys. Obviously there's the IPFSs, the AFCOs out there, great companies, nothing to knock on them, but our special sauce is probably like the 20 to 25 agencies or smaller, you know, employees. And what we do, like if you're later behind, we're calling the insured to do a payment over the phone. We're sending monthly invoices via email to your insureds. Wow. The insureds are basically, they all know us too as an extension of your agency. We send you quarterly reminders, which no one does because people don't think about. Premium financing is normally 9 monthly payments. Well, month 10, 11, and 12, you would be shocked at how many people keep sending us money. But then they complain about the down payment. So we give you a heads up tool, like let them know they're paid off, but they're going to have a down payment again. So they're not mad at you when this is coming up for renewal. So we're proactively doing a lot of these things that are a little bit different than what the industry does. And we've been able to do it because of technology. I'm a little bit of a tech geek. I won't say I know much. You know, I always laugh. I'm like, what do you write that script in? I can talk enough lingo to sound like I know what I'm doing. But we've created some tools.
And find the talent to
and then I find the people to actually do it, you know. Yeah. So So then, you know, that's kind of our nice thing is we've done some of these things where we can scale but still make you feel very personable. So any smaller agencies out there that aren't happy with kind of the service, we love you. We'll do as small as $200, $300 amount financed. Wow. And then obviously we can do $1 million policy too. But I would say our sweet spot's kind of $100,000 and less is where we're really good. We're very competitive. We hold their hand. We do these extra services that just a lot of the other people don't do. So it sets us apart for sure.
That's really cool. What's the website for that one?
It's ColumbiaPacificFinance.com.
That's awesome. Worth a check
out. Yeah.
But yeah. Going back over here, LossRunPro.com. Looks like it's a super, super easy sign-up process. How long? When you go to there and you click sign up, you hit your first name, your last name, your email address, your phone number, you click next. Looks like
that's it. You through
like four tabs.
Yep.
Like then what's your
company? How many users you want.
How many
users if you want to pay monthly or yearly. That's it.
All you're done. Okay.
Yep. And then you'll get an email. What I think is really cool is you'll get an email that basically has like a little video that's like a 3-minute, like, here's how you preload, set your settings. I mean, it is very intuitive. One thing, as I was building this, and this is actually serious, my dad is not in the insurance industry, but every step of the way when I was building it, I would make him come create a loss run report. I'd say, can you do this? He would log in. He'd do it without me watching. And I was like, yes, if my dad can nail this, anyone can nail this. So we legitimately tried to make sure it's actually a super user-friendly tool that, you know, is not going to take all this like onboarding, you know, because we get people that are so burnt out on tech right now because of COVID. Yeah. Like, I just can't introduce a new thing. And I'm like, I promise you, just watch like 15 minutes of this. It's not a new thing. It's what you're already doing.
Yeah.
Just removing the pain points.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. And then once you get signed up, we do have an option to do like an onboarding where it's like 15, 20 minutes. People can walk you through like best practices, how to send this, you know, and sometimes it's worth it. If you're comfortable on the computer, most people don't need it. But there's we like the real person touch too, that if you like someone to just walk you through it, we're more than willing to do that too. So.
Perfect. Well, Reagan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. I hope everybody gets over there to check this out because I think, you know, this is, you know, in the software series, we're going some of these things will be, you know, because I mean, the point of the series obviously is where an agent can get in and go, you know, I'll listen to this and maybe that doesn't apply to me. I'll listen to this and this one might apply to me a little more. And maybe it's down to these two companies. And, but really you're the Lone Ranger out on the prairie of the loss runs and every single agent in the country that writes commercial insurance needs to do this.
Exactly. I'm like, if you don't, the only reason you shouldn't use it is if you don't write commercial. If you're only doing personal lines, I might let you off the hook, but if you're writing commercial, come on, dude.
You're like, only doing personal lines. You're missing giant opportunity, but
exactly.
You might not need to pay the $29.
You get to save $29, but you lost out on a few hundred thousand of commission. Good luck with that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.